Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Lummis honors Wyoming entrepreneur and philanthropist with commemorative stamp. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis sent a letter to the U.S. Postal Service Citizens Stamp Advisory Committee last week requesting the issuance of a postal stamp to recognize the life and legacy of former Wyoming resident James Cash Penny, according to the press release from Senator Lummis's office. Senator Lummis says U.S. postage stamps give us the opportunity to celebrate great Americans and their lasting contributions to our nation. As the founder of JCPenney, James Cash Penny not only began building a retail empire from his home in Kemmer, but he also dedicated much of his personal and professional resources to education, agriculture, and religious activities. His significant philanthropic contributions and commitment to developing rural America has left a lasting impact on Wyoming, and his legacy deserves to be memorialized with a U.S. postage stamp. James Cash Penny was born in 1875 to humble beginnings in Hamilton, Missouri. After surviving tuberculosis and moving out west for treatment, he began his career in retail by working for a small chain store known as Golden Rule Stores. In 1902, he opened a Golden Rule store in Kemmer, which would go on to become the first JCPenney store. Hunters, anglers get $2.5 million to restore migration corridors. Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, a national conservation group, has been awarded $2.5 million to help restore wildlife habitat and migration corridors in Wyoming and other western states. The group's main focus will be to inventory, modify, and remove fences on public lands managed by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. Brittany Parker, Habitat Stewardship Coordinator from Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, said, "Every 2 miles of fencing results in one big game mortality. So that's pretty significant, considering that there is enough fencing in the American West to circle the equator 24 times. The $2.5 million backcountry grant is part of the BLM's investment of $28 million from the Inflation Reduction Act for 6 large-scale partnerships. The agency is working with national organizations, states, and the Navajo Nation to support restoration and conservation on public lands. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.